It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Here's an email from listener Scott. What gives with the iPhone app? Cluttered, confusing, icons that don't seem to do anything. Can't access 102.1. Just simplify, Scott wrote, referring to other stations that have apps that he does like. You can do better. Sarah wrote to us on Saturday. I think today's broadcast of On the Media repeats last week's. She's right about that. That was the result of an error by the producer, not assigning a correct date for the show's files to expire so they could be automatically replaced in our computer system. Still our responsibilities, so we'll have to start checking such things a little bit more aggressively. This note came from Jim in Danville. We primarily listen to WEKU in the mornings on our bedroom radio. About a month ago, the signal strength suddenly dropped to the point to where we can no longer get a good enough signal. We have tried three different radios in that location with the same result. He asked what happened and will it ever be fixed? And honestly, we do not know what is going on there, but we will check it out. All our systems have been reporting that they are working fine. Mary Linda asks, why does the station conduct the emergency broadcast test during the news? This morning is the second time recently that the test has interrupted a news segment. It appears the test could be better timed so it does not interrupt the news. And Mary Linda, you are correct. We need to and will find a way to fix this situation. The tests are run automatically by a system that we obviously haven't yet learned to properly operate. That's on our list. We're interested in your feedback. Write to us at WEKU at eku.edu or call 859-622-1657. You can post on the WEKU Facebook page or send us a tweet. Then tune in again next Monday at 6:31 and 8:31 a.m. or 5:33 p.m. for listener feedback on WEKU.